Hello everyone, my name is Pamela Pitcher and welcome to my podcast, Awaken to the Best You. This podcast is designed to inspire and propel you to a newfound level of empowerment and clarity. Through cultivating the art of thinking, you'll learn how to detangle your thought knots and train your brain to break through obstacles. You'll learn to focus on what matters most and make effective choices to become a remarkable you. Hello and welcome to podcast 29. Before I begin this guided meditation, I would like to mention that it will be the last podcast of season one. I'm following my own advice and taking responsibility of my life with a choice. Today I choose to break from podcasting so I can finish my book. I thought I could work on both projects at once, but I've learned it's not possible. Podcasting is more time-consuming than I realized. I worked with a coach last year, and together we determined that my main objective for my work is writing my book. I've detoured from that goal, and I've learned a lot. When I discussed the podcasting process and the associated social media with my husband, he says I'm speaking a different language that he doesn't understand. I'm really pleased that my technical knowledge has grown since I posted my first podcast on April 1st. It's a journey that I'm proud of. I want to thank you for listening, and I hope I have facilitated some growth in yourself. We are ever evolving during this journey called life. There is no end game. The learning is the game. If we learn to play it well, we will be well. And as a consequence, all of those who surround us will be better for our effort. The universal law of correspondence goes something like this. Your inner reality creates your outer reality. Learn to change your perception in life. Focus on what you want to have in your life. Commit to feel joy, peaceful. Move up to better emotions. You are powerful. A good reminder for you is, free will means you choose to focus on positive or negative thoughts. When you feel joy, you are aligned with your desires. When in despair, your emotions are misaligned vibrationally with things you don't want, and you are going in the opposite direction. Your emotions are a powerful tool. So thank you for joining me today, where I guide you through a meditation where you'll utilize your imagination and visualization to reduce anxiety. At the end, notice how calm you feel. The fact that you can achieve this level of calm tells you that calmness and relaxation are within you. You can learn to call on these qualities whenever you're faced with your fears. They are, after all, a resource within you, a resource for your greatest good and well-being. Please find yourself a quiet space somewhere in your home or in nature where no one can disturb you, where you're not busying yourself with work or phones or other things in your life. You've got some you time. And I'd just like you to begin by just resting back in a chair or on your sofa very comfortably and closing your eyes. Just rest back in the way that is most comfortable for you right now. Just resting your hands on your thighs or on the arms of the chair. And as you settle back comfortably, this will be an opportunity for you to become even more comfortable and to experience a hypnotic state very easily and very gently and very comfortably. And as you rest back, you can begin noticing the feelings and sensations in your body right now. Just notice some of the sensations that you can be aware of right now. For instance, you may become aware of the feel of your shoes on your feet, or the socks on your feet, or the feeling of bare feet. Or you may notice sensations in your hands as they rest there. Or perhaps you may be aware of how the chair supports your body. And as you continue listening to me and breathing easily and comfortably and deeply, my voice will go with you and you may become aware of the sensations as you breathe. Noticing, for example, the sensations are different when you breathe in And when you breathe out, just notice those feelings as you breathe in. Fill your lungs with breath and notice the sense of release as you breathe out. Breathing in, breathing out. And now I'd like you to concentrate particularly on the feelings in your toes and feet. Just allow all the muscles and fibers in your toes and feet to become very deeply relaxed. Perhaps even picturing in your mind's eye what that would look like for all those little muscles and tissues to relax loosely and deeply, allowing yourself to get that kind of feeling you have when you take off a pair of tight shoes that you've had on a long time. And you can just let go of all the tension in your toes and feet and feel the feet relax. The relaxation spreads. And now imagine that discomfort and relaxation is beginning to spread and flow like a gentle river of relaxation upward through your ankles, all through your calves, letting go of all the tension in your calves, allowing them to deeply and restfully and comfortably relax. And when it feels as if that comfort has spread all the way up to your knees, you can breathe easier and lighter. Good. And allow that comfort to continue flowing upward into your knees, behind your knees, through your knees, and into your thighs, letting go of all the tension in your thighs. Perhaps once again, imagining what that might look like. For all those large muscles and tissues to become soft and loose and deeply relaxed. Perhaps already noticing that sense of gentle heaviness in your legs as they just sink down, limply and comfortably. And when you notice that sense of heaviness in your legs, you can relax even more and continue to allow that comfort to flow and spread upward at its own pace and speed into the middle part of your body, flowing into your pelvis and abdomen and stomach, through your hips and into your lower back, letting that soothing, deep comfort spread inch by inch up through your body, spreading from muscle group to muscle group. Gradually, progressively flowing into your chest, into your back, between your shoulder blades, and into your shoulder. Just allow all the tension to loosen and flow away, as if somehow just the act of breathing is increasing your comfort. As if somehow, every breath you take is just draining the tension out of your body, taking you deeper and deeper with every breath that you take. And allow that comfort to flow into your neck and throat, perhaps imagining once again what that would look like. For all the little fibers and muscles in your neck and throat to deeply, softly, comfortably relax. Let relaxation sink deep into your neck, and it can gradually flow up your neck, up into your scalp, and all out across your scalp, as if it's just bathing your head with waves of comfort and relaxation. And that relaxation can flow down into your forehead and like a gentle wave down across your face into your eyes, your cheeks, your mouth, and your jaw. Just let go of all the tension in your face, your mouth, your jaw, allowing those tissues and muscles to sag down, slack and relaxed. And now allow that comfort to flow back down your neck, across your shoulders and down into your arms, letting that comfort flow down your arms through your elbows and through your wrists, through your hands and fingers, right down through your fingertips, letting go of all the tension and tightness, letting go of all the stress and strains all through your body, just allowing your body to rest and relax. Imagine a deep well in your stomach. Then imagine that you are dropping a stone into this well during a relaxed exhalation. Follow its fall. How long did the fall last? How deep did it fall? Where did it come to rest? Now I would like you to let yourself zero in on the idea of just being comfortable. And there have been many times, many places, many situations where you have felt so comfortable that nothing else mattered except that comfort. And you might think of them now and let your subconscious mind present to you one such situation where you really experience the sense of physical and mental comfort. And you can recall and re-experience all the sensations, the sights, the sounds, the feelings, and you can recall where you first experienced feeling profound relaxation, covering your body, the feeling of every muscle in that part of your body just loosening up and letting go and lying flat like a limp rubber band, very deeply relaxed, and very likely that part of your body that needed the relaxation most will re-experience it now. And the feeling of every nerve in that part of your body becoming very quiet, peaceful, not doing any more than is absolutely necessary. And you can wonder what direction that relaxation is going to move through your body. Whether you experience it all at once, like a flow of comfort peacefully moving through you. And soon you get that feeling. And you don't even have to be aware of it anymore. You can simply allow yourself to become part of that relaxation as it becomes part of you. And it will be very interesting for you to discover for yourself that you don't even need to listen to me, because what your conscious mind does now is not at all important. Maybe your conscious mind just wants to curl up in a corner and go to sleep for a while, or go as far away as it likes, the way you did as a kid in school when you sat in the classroom and looked out the window and allowed your mind to drift as far away from the classroom as it could get. Someplace you'd rather be. And you lost track of what was being said. And it didn't matter because your subconscious mind was picking up everything which was being said, as it is doing now. And your subconscious mind is here with me. And it can hear me and respond in its own time and in its own comfortable way. You can enjoy whatever it is you are experiencing, and right now, you can enjoy whatever sensations, heaviness or lightness, warmth or coolness, and let them become part of your relaxation and comfort. You can go as deeply as you need to at this time for whatever your subconscious mind wants to do to help you. Enjoy this experience. And you might enjoy that experience of going so deeply into trance that it seems to you that you are just all mind without a body. A mind floating in space and time, completely free, able to move whenever and wherever it wants to go. That's right. And I wonder what your subconscious mind wants to explore right now. What doors it wants to open. Perhaps taking a look through the file cabinets in the corner of that marvelous data processing systems that are in your mind. Searching through the files and examining things that stay the way they are. Things that need to be updated. What needs to be erased? What items can be eliminated? And it is very comforting for you to discover for yourself that you can really let go of what you don't need. And your subconscious mind can do this in its own time and its own way. And you can continue to rest even more comfortably, just knowing you can really rely on your subconscious mind to do the things that need to be done. You can begin to explore your capabilities that you had never suspected you had, which have been there all the time, and find out for yourself a very deep sense of just who and what you are, and what you are capable of. Doing all those things, perhaps you weren't aware of them before, but your subconscious mind can make sure they're available to you at the time you need them. That's right. And you can continue drifting along, very comfortable wherever you are, in time and space, just enjoying the restfulness of not having to do anything right now. And I wonder if you might begin to notice some change in the atmosphere around you, perhaps becoming more luminous, more transparent, spinning all around you in all directions, as far as you can see. And the atmosphere around you seems to be radiating a calmness you can experience with everyone of your senses, a calmness moving all around you and all over you, softly moving itself into every fiber of your being, until you get the feeling that all there is, nothing else exists for you except the calmness, deep sense of peace, weightless suspension. And you feel all the pressure dissipate, nothing to think about, and absolutely nothing to do except let yourself be. And on an ever deeper level, experience a sense of your own being, who you are, what you are capable of, becoming more aware of your own inner resources. And now you can anticipate the joy of discovering those resources and what you can do to make use of them to help yourself and other people as well. Once upon a time, a mother duck sat hatching her eggs. One egg was larger. It was the last to hatch. Her duck friend said, "Be careful about the egg. It's probably a turkey. Turkeys will give you nothing but trouble." Why not spend your time and energies mothering your new babies that are hatched? Forget that big old turkey egg. The mother duck was determined to follow her best interests, however, and she kept sitting on it, and it finally hatched. There it was. Not a baby turkey, but a big, gangly duckling. Now she's got this big, awkward kid, along with all her beautiful brood. In the barnyard, her friends continued to make many a snide remark about this peculiar and ugly creature. But like God, with nurturing devotion in her heart, She kept loving them all, giving her mother duck's best. Time went on. Her big fellow got bigger and bigger, but so often he felt like an outcast. His ugly appearance was shunned by all his peers, and the gangs and cliques in the barnyard shot him down with many slings and arrows of adversity. Finally, one spring day, after what seemed an eternity, he was moving around the pond near the castle, and over and across the way he spotted this magnificent, regal-looking swan floating with such grace and beauty, it made his sad heart flutter. He thought, if only I could be just a little beautiful with just a fraction of that loveliness, then all of a sudden he happened to look down into the water beside him, and behold, there was a mirror image, a reflection of himself. No longer was he the ugly duckling. He too was a swan, a creature of stately elegance. The ugly duckling transformed into a beautiful swan can symbolize the growth and changes in all of us. When there are emotional hangovers of ugliness from the past, when we might have been like an ugly duckling, at least to ourselves in some ways, through loving care and affirmations, we can also change and we can become transformed. Our destiny is to be fully and completely alive, full of loving ourselves and loving others, and we grow and develop toward that destiny. So now relax and let this picture of the ugly duckling transformed into a beautiful swan inspire and energize you toward a richer, more abundant life. As you take a few moments of silence to reflect about the growth and transformations taking place inside yourself, that moment of silence begins now. And now for the next few minutes, you can allow yourself to relax even more deeply as your subconscious mind continues the important work it has started for you, working to reach an ever deeper understanding. And whenever your subconscious mind is finished with what it needs to do at this time, it will find its own way of letting you know. And in your own time, at your own pace, and only when your subconscious mind is ready for you to do so, you can begin to drift back quietly, easily, from wherever it is you have been, reorienting yourself to this time, this place, and become aware of feeling very refreshed, alert, comfortable with a very deep sense of having accomplished something of tremendous importance just for you. And you won't do it until your subconscious mind is ready for you to do so. Please remember to subscribe and share across social media. I'd really appreciate that, as Awaken to the Best You is my way of giving back. The more, the merrier. And I'd also love to read your comments, so please send your feedback my way so I know how to help you the most. Thank you again. Ciao for now.